Please stand and join me in the call of celebration. Today we prepare, anticipate, and celebrate the birth of a tiny baby.
We remember the baby who was our Savior through song, word, and symbol.
Each song, each flower, each light, every word, and every green thing reminds us.
God loves us, each and every one of us.
Alleluia. Amen. Please remain standing as we sing Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, found on page 196 in
seated. If you would turn to the back of your bulletin this morning where our prayer concerns are listed. Something I didn't mention earlier during the announcement time is on this blue insert is a list of all of our Ignite youth and their sponsors. And on the back side of that is something that I hope you'll take home with you along with your bulletin. This is a study guide for you. If you are searching for a devotion or something you can use to on a daily basis to get you into the Bible and to ask some questions and help you think a little bit about your life and how it relates to the Bible, Cliff Soppy has created this for us to go along with today's message. So make sure you take this home as well as your bulletin. And I just want to lift up I celebrate the fact that Ken is here today after being in the hospital this last week. So make sure you greet Ken and celebrate the fact that he is here. To my knowledge, they didn't find out yet what was going on, right? Yeah, so make sure that you keep Ken in your prayers. Also, I want to lift up Martha Pryor is in the Lincoln Nursing Home. So make sure that you keep her in your prayer as well. I'm sure there are others, but those are two that I know about, one a joy and one a continued concern in Martha as she continues to fight her illness. So make sure that you please take this home and take your bulletin home. And what I like to call it is your prayer chair. Wherever it is that you spend time with God during the day or during your week, lift up these people in your prayers. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you so much for this day. I give you praise for this church who believes in the power of prayer. And that means that they believe in you. And we thank you so much for all that you give us, God. All those things that we take for granted, we just give you praise and thanks. After each of us, Lord, have eaten a Thanksgiving meal, I hope and pray that we took a moment to give you thanks and praise for all that you have given us. As a church, God, we are so blessed. And Lord, we just want to change people's lives in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, as that is our mission. Empower us to go forward individually and as a church, God. And as these individuals who are in need of prayer and so many more around us and our families in this community and obviously around the world, Lord, we ask that you anoint us in a way that we continue to be a powerful praying church. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Paul?